Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, bootylicious. Dear Stephen Shirley, let me start off by saying that I'm a young man in my mid-20s, but I've been fully committed to my beautiful girlfriend since high school. Our relationship is great, but my issue is when we are out in public. Lord knows this always happens to me. Always is in all caps. Another female with a huge behind seems to always come strolling along, and I just can't help but catch a quick look. My girl has a nice big behind, but I like to window shop, and she hates it. So, Steve, is this normal? To me, it's a natural thing, and guys just can't help themselves when they see a nice big behind.
Talk, boy.
We start acting like a fat kid with cake. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my eyes. But sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see a fine woman. Will this urge ever go away? Does every guy do this, regardless of how beautiful their girlfriend or wife is? Please help. No, they do not. There's a thing called self-control, young man. You need to get you some, okay? Because you're being very disrespectful to your girlfriend, to your beautiful girlfriend who you are fully committed to. Those are your words. You put them in the letter. Okay, it's okay to admire beautiful people and beautiful things, but you can't be disrespectful to your girl out in public. That's ridiculous. Come on. Get a hold of yourself. Get some self-control, and you got to stop it or you're going to lose your beautiful girlfriend who you say you are fully committed to. All right, Steve?
Wow, you through?
I'm done.
Wow, that was short.
Yeah, it was.
Dear Steve and Shirley, let me start off by saying that I'm a young man in my mid-20s. I'm fully committed to my beautiful girlfriend since high school. Our relationship is great, but my issue is when we out in public, Lord knows, and here's where it gets, Lord knows this always, in capital letters, happens to me. Another female with a huge behind seems to always come strolling along. I just can't help but catch a quick look. My girl has a nice big behind, but I like the window shop and she hates it. First of all, let's just deal with the, it always happens. Mm. See, what you're going to have to do, young man, is you're going to have to pay attention to where you at. Now, obviously, since it always happened, you at a hood mall.
Work this booty out of.
You at a mall in the hood.
Yes.
Really? You're going to have to start going to some white mall. And you're going to have to go early in the morning for the mall wake open up. That way you can walk and ain't nothing in there but old people walking. That is your only way. A white mall before the mall open. Then you won't have to see these big behind.
The white walkers.
So now, you try to catch it quick. My girl has a night bit, but I like to window shop and she hates it. So, Steve, is this normal? Let me tell you something. Yes, this is normal.
Thank you, man. Thank you so
much. Yes, I'm not going to lie to you. This is normal.
What? Yeah. What's normal?
To window shop.
Oh, to window shop.
To look at women when they walk by.
Not when you're with your wife or your girlfriend.
Be quiet, Shirley.
You answered, Joyce.
You had your little short ass answer because you don't know about this.
Whatever.
He says, Steve, know about it. Is this normal? You know nothing about it. Our only way you in this letter, Shirley, is you one of them big behind women that's walking by this boy. Now, that's why you the reason.
Get on with your
with
your answer.
No, I was getting along with it till you jumped in, but since you want to jump in, then let's put you in it. You is who this letter is about.
No, it's not. Get out of here.
He said he always with his woman, and some woman with a big behind come by. Now, Shirley.
Steve Harvey.
Quit walking past this boy when he with his girl.
Okay. All right.
Now, you won't stay out of it now?
Just come on. Get on my nerves.
He says, so Steve, is this normal? Yes, this is normal. To me, it's a natural thing, and guys just can't help themselves when they see a nice big behind. We start acting like a fat kid with cake. But let me explain something to you, young man. Fat kids with cakes get their ass whooped all the time.
Okay. This is true.
And a fat kid will take a ass whooping over some cake. So what you gonna mess around and do until you learn the way to contain this?
Take that ass.
You gonna be taking ass whooping about this cake. Now them behinds that don't belong to you, that you love window shopping, that then you ask me, is it a natural thing? Yes, it's a natural thing. But you're going to have to develop the techniques to do this. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my sunglasses. Don't work.
Even the big ones with the sides on it.
No, it don't work. Nah. Women know you looking. They see it too. Yeah. Okay. But sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see, now that, see right here,
oh,
boy.
Oh, God.
See, here's what you did right here.
Now that's stupid.
Now here she coming, this is what you go. Mm.
And how do you know that's it?
One more time, did it? Mm.
We all done it.
And here go another. Mm.
That'll get you slapped.
No.
See. But now you've got to learn.
Yes.
Now you've got to do some other things other than making these noises, boy. Here's one. Bite your lip.
Oh.
Bite it. Now sometimes it'll bleed.
Oh.
If it's really good, it's going to be blood in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Now you want to try that. Then you got to develop an inner moan. See, you going... Mm-hmm. You out loud. Oh my God. You've got to internalize it. Here's a way to internalize it. Act like you're scratching the back of your hand and do like this. But listen,
we're
act like you're scratching
back
the back of your hand and go.
Not dandruff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You've got to internalize this.
Yeah, self-control.
Or... here's another one. You've got to develop a bark. Like just out of nowhere.
Are you
can bark?
Are you crazy?
You can bark?
No.
If you in my frat, you could act like you saw a bro.
No.
So, T.
All right, look, we'll have part two of his ignorant response.
I have more when we come back.
Come on, let's get to part two of today's Strawberry
Letter.
This
young man is having a problem when he's with his girl. Bootylish. He's looking at other women's behinds. He can't help it. He likes the window shop. He tells me, seeing a nice big behind, to say me and start acting like fat kids. I reminded him that a lot of people, a lot of fat kids have had their ass whoop over cake. And fat kids will fight about cake.
Every time.
They're getting a damn fight about cake. I've even tried wearing sunglasses to hide my eyes. That don't matter. But sometimes I let out a little grunt when I see a fine woman. Now, I see you moaning now. Now, I've told you, this grunt has to become inner. You've got to get this inner. Or, like I said before, if you was in the frat, you could develop a bark. You could act like you see in another queue on the other side of the mall and go, "Arr! So, dog."
Okay, but he ain't in a frat, so.
And she's not stupid.
Which is your damn shame.
So let me
okay, now, will this urge ever go away? Well, no, son, but you're going to have to manage it better. Because like Shirley said, it is a sign of disrespect to your girl. So how do you manage it better? I have two other ways to help you out.
Come on.
Number one, whichever way the girl is going, turn your head 10 yards ahead of where she's walking and let her walk into your eye line.
And
pass by.
And that's all you get. That's 10 yards.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You see her coming. You turn around and look back over your shoulder and let her walk past your shoulder. You already turned that way. That's all you get, and turn back around and keep walking. Ain't nothing said. You got to let them walk into your eye line. That's for starters. Mm-hmm. The last suggestion I have for you is you have to make this moment spiritual.
What?
The Lord? Come on, I got to hear this.
I just said you have to make this a spiritual moment.
Okay.
So this will allow you to say something out loud and not get in trouble for it. Mm-hmm. Like when I pass by a fine woman and she walked past, this is all I say. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's it.
But if your lady hear you say that, that's cool?
Jesus. No, it's not cool.
No. And then if my lady snatch, Jesus, Father God, bless this union.
Yeah.
Help us, Lord. Stay together as a family.
Did he go into prayer?
Yeah.
Yeah. If she said, what'd you say? Jesus, help us, Lord. Bless my family.
Just what you guys
well, you got, whatever though. What you can't do is get mad at me for having prayer.
So Uncle Steve, if you walking and you at the white mall, and Kim Kardashian is shopping.
Yeah.
And you and your lady, this boy and his lady together, and she passed by, what do the boy do now?
Baby, you see Kim Kardashian in there? Baby, look over here. This is Kim Kardashian. That you, so who ain't going to do that?
Yeah.
Now, the whole time you pointing at Kim, you looking.
I hate all of you.
Where? Right over here.
This is perfect.
Okay. Under the dress. I mean, by the dress. I mean, at the counter.
Learn to control yourselves, fellas.
Okay, so do ladies not do this? When
They do it all the damn time.
Yeah, but we're smart, way smarter than
you guys. They do it all the
guys.
Time, but women don't make noises.
Because we're smarter. All right, Steve, introduce our girl. She is here.
All them animal sounds you make, you ain't make none.
That's another one, too. I do that one all the time, too.
What?
I just fire that off.
We got to go. Instagram or email us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.